Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Oklahoma City Thunder have won their first title in franchise history, knocking off the Indiana Pacers in Game 7 of the 2024-25 NBA Finals. And as I mentioned, this is the closing of the 2024-25 sports calendar, a 103-91 victory that saw the Thunder really just do all of their damage in one quarter. The game opened up as tight as they normally do in Game 7s. And we talked about this going into the weekend on Friday about it's going to slow down. It's going to be tight. Guys are going to be just huffing and puffing. You're going to feel the emotion, the intensity, and all of it. And you got it right out of the gate with Rick Carlisle coming to the podium and saying that you're probably going to see this video that's going to go viral of the Oklahoma City Thunder having their buses already made up for a championship run. And I didn't hear the video part of it. I saw a tweet like right as it happened that, you know, I saw the Thunder were getting ready to putting a championship parade buses already together. And that it normally happens, but I was like, is this Rick Carlisle just like baiting his team? Like, they're painting the buses already. And I'm like, because I wouldn't put that past Rick Carlisle for anything.
Bulletin board material.
Oh, God, yes. 100%. It was like, well, you don't need anything more to play for a game seven. I'm like, oh, you can always take more. You can, like, anything you can find, anything you want to do, you can go out there.
Yes.
And I'm like, ooh, this is spicy. And then I see the video and I'm like, ooh, all right, let's go. And we get out there and you can tell right away that the Thunder are tight and they are pressing. And it's like, oof, this is rough. Pacers look tight, but not nearly as tight.
Yeah.
And they look like they were a little more ready for the moment.
Well, and to be fair, the Thunder really had all of the pressure on them.
Yeah, because if you drop game seven at home,
I mean,
it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter.
Well, and because even
you're the favorite,
and like, throughout the series, they're already talking about, you know, even today,
historic teams,
and, you know, is this the start of the dynasty? And so, yeah, they came out and they had all of the pressure.
The pucker factor was playing with
house money.
It was through the roof. And you look at how the Pacers start, particularly one Tyrese Halliburton, Halley, mid clock pull up three, bang. Comes down, Pacers score again. Next possession, Halley, deep three, bang. And you're going, oh, crap. He's pulling and he's going. And Thunder kind of are a little shell-shocked. They came out with their two big lineup. They go away from that. They go to Caruso. Caruso comes in, hits a couple shots, calms things down. Next time down the floor, Halley, 28 feet, bang. And I'm sitting there going, oh, baby, we're in for an all-timer. Halley is going to turn up. And you could just feel that, like, there was this groundswell behind the Pacers just rolling. And you're going, oh, buddy, this might be the sports story of my lifetime. A team that has had triumphant comeback after triumphant comeback after triumphant comeback after triumphant comeback. I say it four times because the man did it four times.
Yes.
And you're going, oh my God, with the calf strain, playing less minutes in game six, he's going to come out here and he's going to put it all on the line. He misses a three, comes down two possessions later, 7 minutes into the game. He goes to drive and he collapses to the ground. And in live action, I went, oh no.
Exact same. My wife was in the room. I just went, oh no. It's like the Pacers just lost.
It was just like, and he hits the ground, and he slams his fist, and he slams his fist, and you can see the pain, and you can see it on his face. And as soon as the play stops, they cut to the replay, and you see the reverb in the calf.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, and things I can't say on the radio.
Yeah. I didn't even need to see the replay. I saw him go down like that. And I said to my wife, like, he just blew his Achilles.
You knew it, but as soon as you saw the replay,
yeah,
it was absolutely 100% confirmed.
Right.
We knew what it was. And I was gutted. Just absolutely gutted. And not just because it's game seven, but it's because that guy put it out on the line. And in a game seven, I'm not mad they let him play. I'm not mad that he played. This is, if there's ever a time when you do it, this is it. This is the one circumstance where I will go, if that guy says he can go, he can go. Because you never know when that opportunity is ever going to come up again. And I have to applaud the Indiana Pacers and how they rallied. Because the way they rallied around their guy was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, I remember being just stunned that, you know, they went into the half with a 1-point lead after that.
And that's it. And I think the injury shocked the Thunder more than it shocked the Pacers.
Yeah. Well, because I think maybe when it happened, between then and halftime, the Pacers, they're running on adrenaline.
That's exactly it. I think the adrenaline spikes. Pascal Siakam rallies the troops on the bench. Hey, our guy's down. We're not done. We got the lead. We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pacers outscore the Thunder 26-22, take a 1-point lead in the halftime.
And then the wind comes out of the sails.
And you're talking yourself into it. At least I am. I'm like, hey, man, they might do this. They might do this.
Mm-hmm.
Third quarter, Pacers unravel. And I think it's the emotion of it all. You get in the locker room for 15 minutes and you just
exhale.
It all comes out.
Yep.
The Thunder rally, and the only one who can score in the third quarter is TJ McConnell. And McConnell plays another magical third quarter. Does it again. But for 10 straight minutes, no one for the Indiana Pacers scores but TJ McConnell. Meanwhile, it's turnover after turnover after turnover. The Oklahoma City Thunder had 18 points off turnovers in the third quarter alone.
Is that bad?
That's the ballgame.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, Ben Mathurin had me believing for a little while in the fourth quarter. I was like, this man is just going to, he's not going to die.
Nope.
And credit to him and credit to the Pacers for not rolling over. But boy, did Chet Holmgren have himself a basketball game.
Yes.
Offensively, it wasn't this giant masterpiece, but defensively, he was a dude. Finishes the game 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks, 6 of 8 from the field, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. But he was sending everybody shot away. Even if he didn't get a block, he was altering a shot, and he got 5 blocks in 31 minutes, and he was just a demon. Every time you thought, you know, the Pacers get a stop, Chet Holmgren's there to turn it away. And they build this lead out, and they build this lead out, and they build this lead out, and you're going, oh, it's Hallie out. This is it. Shea did not have a great shooting performance. 8 of 27, 2 of 12 from 3, 29 points, but here's the kicker. 12 assists, 1 turnover. Had his best playmaking game maybe of his career. And the Thunder were not great offensively. They just capitalized on Pacer mistake after Pacer mistake after Pacer mistake. I mean, the Thunder ended up shooting 40% from the field, 27% from the three-point line. That's not a line that you expect to see from a winning team.
Right.
But they took care of the ball, only 7 turnovers to the 21 turnovers for the Indiana Pacers.
Brutal.
You're not going to win that game.
No.
Not like that.
Yeah.
And TJ McConnell, 7 turnovers.
Youch.
Aaron Nesmith, 6 turnovers. And the Pacers shot well from 3, 39%, but they needed more volume. They needed something else to compensate. And it just wasn't there for them because the Thunder took it away. Defensively, they were flying around. They were swarming. They were disruptive. They were just dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, without their guy, the Pacers did not have the capacity to put it all together. And so the Oklahoma City Thunder rightfully win a title. I don't think there's an asterisk here or anything along those lines. We'll talk about Halliburton here next and the implications and everything that comes along with that. But the Thunder cap off an incredible season, potentially the beginning of a dynasty. Well, those are all the talks you talk about with legacy. SGA becomes one of 4 players all time to win an MVP, finals MVP, lead the league in scoring, and a title in the same season. Yeah. That list includes Shaq, Kareem, Jordan, SGA.
That's some pretty good company.
That's the list.
That's some pretty good company.
That's a hell of a season.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think SGA is the best player on the face of the planet.
No.
I don't. I still believe it's Nikola Jokic. But the season that he had was incredible.
Yes.
And he came up massive in the moments that they needed him. And by getting to 27 points last night, he had a 30-point average through the NBA Finals, which also a very short list.
Right.
What the Thunder have done and what they may continue to do going forward, we'll discuss a little bit later. But to me, and this is weird to say, even though the Thunder won the title, the biggest storyline coming out of this game and this series and the NBA at large this season is the devastating injury to Tyrese Halliburton 7 minutes into the game and the ramifications that is not going to have on the Pacers, but the NBA at large, including the Eastern Conference, particularly going forward.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.